Russian friend. You know very well that I love Russia and always have, ever since I was a small girl. So it is a privilege to talk to you today.
Fine.
After such a long time. Svetoslav and I have been married for several years. And we got married here in India because we loved India. And we both loved being here. Of course, I had many occasions to visit your country, your beautiful country, rich in every way, in art, in beauty, music, and everything. It was beautiful. You cannot imagine how much it means to me, first of all, to talk to you today, especially when I've lost myself, and I'm completely alone. The loss of such a love to me has been tremendous. I never had such a wonderful companion and friend. We both worked together, talked together, and saw the world together. But I mean, except China and Japan, I think I visited most of us of the world with Svetoslav. But I always came back to Russia because I love it so well, especially to Leningrad, which was his home, where he was born. He was such a good-looking baby and such a wonderful-looking man, kind, considerate in every way. And we enjoyed life together. We visited museums and had so many friends all over your country. Your beautiful country. We remember so well your museums, Tishakov Gallery in particular, where it was being rebuilt and where our exhibition was being shown. It was a wonderful, wonderful exhibition. Lord Svetoslav's great paintings, small and big, and we were crowded. It was just packed full. Always. And we enjoyed the cold, the winter. We are not unused to the cold, because you see, our home in Imra is Kuru. It was particularly beautiful. And I often thought how happy all of you would be to be in Kuru. Kuru was the home of his people. His mother and father, and all of us lived there. It was the most beautiful scenery facing the Himalayas. Snow on the mountains. And flowers in the spring. We loved it. It really became our home. My home. I was treated there